Democrats chose New York City public advocate Letitia James, who says she'll continue Schneiderman's work pursuing cases to protect immigrants, consumer rights, and women's rights against threats by the federal government.
The attorney general stands at the vanguard as a firewall of protection and not a wall of exclusion, because we are confronting nothing short of the biggest challenge to our democracy in the history of this country. And I am so proud to accept this designation for Attorney General and drive this vehicle for change.
James quickly shored up enough support to win the nomination, but she'll face a primary challenge from two other female candidates, Leisha Eve, a former counsel to Governor Cuomo, and Zephyr Teachout, the 2014 Democratic primary challenger to Cuomo. If elected, James would be the first African-American and female Attorney General. Republicans chose Keith Woofford, a New York City attorney in private practice who grew up in Buffalo. Woofford is also African-American. He told delegates he oversees a staff of 320 lawyers and specializes in obtaining money owed to creditors, including major banks, from mortgage companies and utilities. He says those skills would help him be an effective AG. And he implicitly criticized former Attorney General Schneiderman's multiple lawsuits against the Trump administration.
We need an attorney general who knows how to recover the billions of dollars of taxpayer money that have been stolen through waste, fraud, and abuse by our elected officials in Albany. We need an attorney general who knows the difference between a good lawsuit and a lousy one. But the only way that happens is if we elect someone who's actually gone to court and won.
Woofford says another top priority would be fighting corruption in Albany, which he says is rampant. Schneiderman, who resigned May 8th, has been accused of physically abusing multiple women that he dated. He has denied the allegations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.